The Gemara, we saw already a little bit yesterday, sitting in the Beth Amoy Cotton. Let's just review the Sugya again in brief. I do not mix up the Kula with anything which is not limited to the Favela, it's found in other areas as well. This came up in our discussion, you may remember about that the reason why we caught the mixing of the Kula is the Halacha that we're going to make with the Ovel, and that's exactly what the Maharsham had as famous Kasha, let's say on the seventh day, you should be allowed to change your clothes, because Kriya Lechut, that's how we had that discussion a while ago. The Gemara, if you test them as vague, says as follows. Kasara Abashol Nikta Yom Kulo Yom Shvi Ololo Lekanu Lekan. Two statements. That's Nikta Kulo and Yom Shvi Ololo Lekanu Lekan. The second statement means that Yom Shvi, the first half is considered Shiva, the second half is considered to be Shlosh. So the Rei of the Nakal of Shlosh, which is the seventh day of Elis Zerah Yontif, the Rei of the Nakal of the Shlosh. I mean, it divides the seventh day in half. The first half is Shiva, the second half is Shlosh. So the time Yom Tov comes in, it's considered in the middle of Shlosh, we can knock it off. That's what Rabbi Shaul said. That's the Gemara, Allah Kabbat Shaul. The man Adla, Ovel, came and Shaul, the Menachem, the Esplan, Mutsu, the Rechitza, the man, Kabbat Shaul. This is conveyed in the Freshet, the Pashtus, that the very existence of the Din, of Mitzvah, the Yom Tov Kulo, is only for Kabbat Shaul, if I want to disagree. I repeat again. The Gemara two statements. One, Nikta Kulo. Two, Yom Shvi Olo Lekan Olo Lekan. So, after this Gemara, one could have said that Nikta Kulo was a holiday, but Yom Shvi Olo Lekan Olo Lekan, that's the Machol of the Tatanoim. But the Gemara, the Pashas implies not that way. And Kaman Asa, who's the one to go to sheep to the din? But if he's not from the man, so he stops with the Avail in the middle of the day with the Birchita, it's only Abashol. Omer Abayelach Abashol, Yom Shiva. Umod im Chachamim Abashol Yom Shloshim. It's a Mitzvah Kula. Why? The Hezra Dava. We started saying a little yesterday. Shiva is Kiyumim, and Shloshim is only Yisurim. Shiva is both, of course. Shiva is Yisurim and Kiyumim, and Shloshim is only Yisurim. We didn't use it yesterday to explain, come on. Why Bayom Shloshim is enough Netzachama? With Yom Shiva, you know, it's not enough Netzachama. You know, of the Menachem Yetzro. Kondo Yipat and Alok and Ramon. Right? So we ask the Kasha, is Netzachama good enough for Shloshim? Why is Netzachama good enough for Shiva? We explain, not only Surin, not doing anything. Sunrise is the second test, the next step to Kula. When it comes to Shiva, we have to do certain things. We have to do something on Yom Shvi in order to be able to consider the Mitzvah of the Kula. So we explain a distinction of yesterday. Here's the same exact distinction. We can possibly have a show on... Excuse me. Are you going to have a show on Shvi and Moses and Shloshim? According to that opinion, that's the whole word. They'll agree with the Kula when it comes to Yisurin. But this year when it comes to Kiyumim, that's that line of Abaya. We're all to know. Allah Kabashol Yom Shloshim. Bein Allah Kabashol Yom Shiva. Again, everything's over one peg, but the distinction is the same direction. And now, Zoysi, Allah Kabashol Yom Shiva, is Allah Kadiri Amen Gulu Ob. End of the clip. Everything so far so good? The moment. You already pointed out yesterday a machlokas, the Ramban, that many different sheetahs. Exactly when did they mix the Kula? The Ramban said mix the Laila Kula. And Tosfos in the Rosh said no, only mix the Yom Kula. You need actually by Yom, not by Laila. What are they fighting about? The Ramban says look, the day starts at night, the only by Erev Evoke, starts at night. So good enough? Mix the Laila Kula. Good enough. And the Rosh Tosfos says no, you need Ein Tacham or even beyond Ein Tacham. Fine. And we went to the Ryan of Chavzayim with the Kriyas Avisa. Fine. The Ramban says no, even though the concept of Avdu Menachem presumably means that in the morning, that means that the individual Ova has the right to extend the Davelus until the morning, which will then be terminated by Avdu Menachem. But if he desires to put up a bitzan on the door, no visitors except, no entrance, no trespass, please don't ring the bell. Avelus is over. Then it's back to over at night. It's his choice. I said Rambam, nurse John. It's his choice. I the choice was the rush for the rest of Spirat Dova. Spirat Dova, we say mixed up the kulos only by day and not by night. This is important, the Spirat Dova business again. So right, let's start it one more time. The Rambam says no. Spirat Dova is a different thing. Why is Spirat Dova different thing? When it comes to Zava, we're not only a Hasidah now, but you know a little bit. The woman was a Nigra, a Zava. She needs 7 clean days. She's clean Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos morning, all clean. She goes to make the Shabbos morning. She's alright. But she sees Dama Shabbos afternoon. She goes to the whole thing with my prayer. Familiar with this? With this halacha. Everything's knocked out with my prayer. So the Ramban says, that's a different kind of idea. That's a different kind of idea. And therefore what? When it comes to a Zava, you don't say a flat Mitzvah Kula. It's still pending future events. So therefore, that kind of idea requires a serious Hayom. But available, but it's still pending any future event. But that is enough for that the distinction which the Ramban draws. What's the connection? We don't know fully exactly what it is. That's the Ramban says. You already mentioned the Machaber pops like the Rosh, you need by day. And then Chachma Sada, which has a Tzach, says you can rely on the Ramban at night. The meaning is to wait until today. The Ramban is a funny compromise. He says, all the Ramanath, which we know, or the Shosh of the Ramanath. We don't know exactly where he got that from. We mentioned yesterday the Zarki Moshe, which is the source of the Ramah, Hagos Ramah, doesn't quite say that yesterday.
This
form of waiting
has to be
actually
not to
be maybe to the good. It's not a little terror. That's right. You bet. No. We can't split. We follow the Chachmei Ashkenaz. We wait till the morning. Period. So, the Rabbi Moshe quotes the Nagu Achshav Leishav Yom HaShvi Shoachat Ve'mamtimim Ala Menachem. So the reason is they had a custom in those days, they didn't come on the seventh day. That's Dr. Moshe, Siv Kazan Al. Now the Lashon of the Ramah itself, of the Shulchan Aruch, let's read it again.
No.
Since that is hey. Kevin Shamdu Menachem Yitzalavel Biyom Shvi Mutter Mitzvah Hayom Kutulo from Neitachama it's Bosses Derech Shlosh not from the night before so they're over Medinos Elu with their own time on day 7 Zorech Lahamtin Ad Shor Shurigilim Amenachem Lovo Bishar Yomim. The Heinel the Acha Yisir Beit HaKnesset. Shirigilim Lova Menachem. Came the relief. Lokimo Shirigilim Lachem Shoh Al Hayom. In the Dabba Tole HaKramidus HaMenachem. This is the Ramah and based upon the Rosh, the post. Came after Ba'ashiri. Now we mentioned it yesterday. Excuse me. But the Rosh didn't say that. The Rosh didn't say that at all. Will you punch the shear? Regila Menachem? No, the Dr. Moshe, he writes based upon the rush. You wait 1 hour. That's all. The Shoah has not going to tell you 1 hour. A little bit after the Netzachava. But come to wait. After they go out of shul on day 7. Because in other days of the week, they come and they have to shul. That's a hard thing to accept. Dagen Roshi, tell everyone one more time. And the reason is, the Menachem don't come on day 7. They don't come on day 7, so then it should stand to reason. They don't have to wait at all. They have to wait until the time that they come the other days of the week, 1 through 6. I'm missing a little piece over here, I'm not sure. Okay, so we have to have something kind of again. Tell you, you have to have something by day. Ramban by night. The Ritva says the navy goes the entire day. In other words, not at night as the Ramban says, not at 8 Lakama, not at 1 hour after 8 Lakama at the maximum, but either on the Menachos literally, or the whole day. Either Maxim Menachos, an external stimulus, to stop the Avelos in the seventh day in the middle. That's Shita Service Law. Why? He pointed out, according to the Ritva, that's all about Avelos Shiva. The Avelos Shiva, there's no external stimulus. Nonetheless, it's knocked off, either at night or even at night. And this goes back to what we mentioned before, that when a Kiyumim, so they have to get that Kiyumim, and the Kiyumim required that there to be an observance of sorts. So then you have to have some external factor to undo that observance. That's under the knot. However, when it comes to the Surim of Shloshim, the Ritva can see, as soon as the day begins, whether it's the morning or the night before, the Avelos is concluded. Now I wanted to point out to you that the Taz, I mentioned to you yesterday, the end of the Shia, I want to read it to you as well. The Taz, we have a Shulchan, I think there may be more Shulchan Aruch people for that. Would I see a Shulchan Aruch, I think, over here? Anyone need a Shulchan Aruch here? Anyone has? Everybody has? Good, okay, good. So open up to the Taz, Simon Tav Vey. Sit Tav Vey. Tavay is called Shmur Rechokah. We already pointed out that Shmur Rechokah, the Gemara is linked a little bit to the Gemara Kulo. Shmur Rechokah, I mentioned it yesterday, we had the Gemara. And it's after my cup. Oh. The Taz explains Shat. In the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Tari Hei. Like the Ritva. Take a look on here, page 54, towards the beginning of Shin Tari Hei. What happens on Shabbos, see, quote, yes, the aim of Akshita, I mean, the Mishim and Shin Tari Hei. The narrow line toward the end of them on that on the day. With the Kulo, Shayor Shri, the Tolis Dr. Amdam and Akhmetlo, and he quotes the Gemara, El Megalkin, Sound of Betachamo, like Shloshim, Olaf Kushi, the calling in the Shamu, with the Tolis Kulo, Hano Shos, the Mixer, Torah Lomabo, Torah Leo, Tomeo, for Indian Shachaya, Mishnah Yonim, the Kulo, the Hainu, the Mokum Shatolia, Bela, the Kuma, say, here's my distinction. We didn't come out there. Come a million shiva. Shetzorech lasos meister the chalitza sandal of the chiva samita of the chayot to them. But there are mina shetzorech but also mitzvah shoyom ashri lasos not a wide line mata chiyu volo volo sagi b'shei v'al tase. This is what we kept calling kiyunin. V'nosnu k'vul is there a mikdash atimas amenachon ne'etlo. That also Shah Roy Leos Bukuma say Mashabut Lola Faisahi. That's with respect to what? Shiva. Masha Ain came, the Dishloshim. She ain't all of Kiyu Bukuma say. Rakbashava Pate, and he also gives to this forest. But this, Sagi, the Neta Kama, came in the Kornoa, East of the Shavi of Tate, died the Kama. let's skip a few lines to the end of the last white line. Ubishamachi, Shachayam Shvi Shal Shiva Yama Bishabis, Sagi the Mikzah, Ava Gabda Ain Osa Maisav Osa Mikzah. Why? The Agabi Yom HaShabbos Kulo Lo Yasa Masa Niko. So the task is also. That was the old of the minion Mishim the dog goes over to Bezina. Who was that Sagi the Mikzah Simenu. Rabbi Yom Shloshim Mamash of Zachanu. Okay, nearly Boru. That's Mamash what we said. That's exactly what we said. The distinction between Kiyumim and Yisurim. And on Shiva, the Kiyumim, but on Shiva B'Shabbat, when Avelis is ahead, gives us, it ends up being only Yisurim. When it's only Yisurim, you say, Mikta Yom Kekulo, with any Diyug of Issa. Interesting though, the question that becomes, as of what point in time, do you say, Mikta Yom Kekulo on Shabbat? As of what point in time, what should emerge, Lekora, from this? Next? That should emerge, no? Next? You say, Ma'am Kamina, what's the difference? The night, what's the difference if you say, what's knowing? The night, what's knowing on Shabbos? So, Hashem Shabbos is an Easter of Shabbos, that's Friday night. We have the news by then. So that's out. And all of the manifestations are public, are not no gay anyway because it's for Esther. That's out. He's wearing his regular leather shoes before Shabbos, just as Shabbos comes in. And he's wearing his regular shirt. And he's, so what are you talking about? Only one thing left. What's that? One. Malach on Shabbos. So Jesus is, what? Shabbos Shabbos is different in you. We thought it's different, not different another. No. Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is the book of the Talmud Torah from Nesach Kamen on. What's the alternative, gentlemen? I see three alternatives. The book of Nesach, which should emerge, the Torah from the Tat. The Torah, I haven't read the whole piece yet, the long piece. I don't want to read the whole thing together with you. Should emerge, it's already book of Nesach Kamen. Another possibility, I both say, is what? Us for the whole day. The Tzar Midas of Menachemim. That's the Ritva. The Chuta. The Taz amends the Ritva. Right? That the Ritva would agree when it comes to the Shabbos is the equivalent of Shloshim. If we don't have the love of the Taz, we like. We're part, we like the Taz love. If we don't have that love of the Taz, we can end up with stuff that it is. It's up to the Taz Torah all day. What's the third possibility? Shah. What is Shahat? You see it as a Knesset, this Ramah, which we don't fully comprehend, but the Ramah said so. And you see it as a Knesset, even though there's no Beis HaKnesset, there's no Aminus of Menachemim, on day 7, behold, according to the Ramah, and day 7, B'Shah, I'm going to change. Now they come to this house on the 7th day, but on Shabbat they don't. The Shara would be the Ramah. Three different sheets. So. I'm going to open up to the Pnei Baruch, which is one of the compendia. Listen carefully. Kayom Shvi is Perek Chav Dalet Sittal. B'Shav Et Shein Bo'an Me'elet B'na Adel B'na Achro. B'Tzad Adin Le'yotzol Afri Abil Sumer Hanen Tantama. Oh, here he says. That's what Shav Kuk Shem Bersh Nitan. Ala Nikeven Shebefol Noah Gil Ma'atzik Akarat Fila. Nidu Gam B'Shav Et Ma'atzik Akarat Fila. Now, that's what he said. That's what he said. What is it in the footnote? The Bab says he's up for the whole day. The whole day is up. The whole day is up. And therefore, can't learn all that. The Taz and the Shach, they know. And therefore, really should be from Nate. Now, this is where some things are interesting. What's the minik? I don't know. So I know what the Avodah is doing in his house on Shabbos is he learning when he's sleeping. Most of them are so exhausted after a week of shiver, they're what learning? They're just trying to get to sleep. Oh, But it's a minig, an interesting minig. When the person completes the shiva, he gets an aliyah in shul. This is an old minig that the aliyah, we spoke about aliyah from Shinai and Rav, or Yortzai, or Kulek. There's another custom, I'm not sure what it is. I can tell you where it comes from a little bit. The summer chat is that when the stage of Avelis is over and he's, I assume that's like have a idea about Aliyah Sanashama, you have to Shiva, you have to Shlosh, you have to Yudhir Kurdish. The meaning is that other one he finishes the Kufa Avelis to get him his men Aliyah. Are you familiar with something? Have you seen this meaning? What happens in the seventh day of Shabbos? Three cheetahs. The Bapa say, no Aliyah. Because we know that there is no Aliyah. No Talmud Torah means no Aliyah, right? Did we learn that yet? No, we didn't learn it yet. Talmud Torah is awesome. Say there at your office, Mutter. He doesn't have to walk out of lane, he's supposed to sit in lane. But he doesn't get an Aliyah. We'll see that a little later why. So the Taz therefore says that, the Bach therefore says no Aliyah on the Shriva Shabbat. The Taz says, the Yikir didn't much in the bin, should get an Aliyah when? Chakras, that's the name. When it comes to the bottom line of the night, the Taz says the minig is to give the Aliyah at Menucha. The Rambam wins at the end. That's how it is, you brother Rambam. You win. At the end, he wins anyway. We don't understand exactly why, should we know this split of Shah, Shahamdu, Amenachmin. I'll tell you the truth, I'm not even sure it works, even according to Rambam. Because on an average day, the Menachem will come up, they come at 9 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock when they're finished. What did that tell us? 7:30. 8:30, they're gone. Most will don't even start till 8:30, Shabbat. Shiva start at 9. So, you could argue that even if you accept the Shas, I mean it's a Menachem of all week, when it comes to Shabbat, you still get to leave a Shabbat. The Shabbat will start till after it's a Menachem of all week. Abba became the idea of Yitzhiva Beit HaKnesset, even though it's later on Shabbat. The meaning is most shuls, including ours, we give it the minimum, not the shot. But there are more wins the day with it, even with an extension. That's the bottom line of most and most shuls. Although the Taz itself claims that even within, you should really be able to give Aliyah a shot. Fine. Okay. Now, if I may, I have a very big kiddush to tell you. Not my kiddush, but a little my kiddush. Listen very carefully. The Ramban's equation between Hilchos Gava, Shivas Mitzvah Tzulo on the seventh day of the Gava, and Mitzvah Yom Tzulo in Avelus, is not his own invention. It's based on the Gemara Masech Nazir. That says Rav Amitay. Metallic in one crop, correct. But the whole idea of any beginning of an equation has a basis in that says Rav Amitay. There, the Gemara, and I'm an Aleph quoted on the show, I'm actually talking about the base, and the Gemara is like this. Ah, Tano, come on the show, Elev Avelis Shiva de Rabbonon, Avo Venozir, the rise to low. It's all called a victim called by Nozir. Hello, Rabbi Mekir Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Shomeres, Yom, Kineged Yom. Why? There's no steel in our brand. The Gemara is growing together the principle of Mitzvah of the Kula by Nazir and by Zava and by Avelis. It's all found in the same document. Certain distinctions exist, but the general comparison is there. Now listen carefully. The Ramban requires explanation. This is what we started talking about a little bit yesterday. The Ramban Reish Tezvav Reish Tezayin says that according to the Rabbanon, again, the Haim of Dafka, the Rabbi Yoshi, this is itself the Kula of Lost Astra. You know the Rabbanon, all time of Masnissin, Zubub Raisa, She'ein, Mikvus Alayla, Ola, Uchid the Parishis. What's he saying? That according to the Rabbanon, Mikvus Alayla is not Ola by Zubba, but it is Ola by what? By Avel, as you mentioned earlier. Of course, the question becomes, wait a minute. You can't say the Rabbanon denied Mikvus Yom Kippur by Zubba. They continue to go to the Mikvah in the morning. It's obviously Mikvus Yom Kippur. So the Rav, the one of the Rabbah, suggests the following distinction. But listen very carefully. We mentioned before that the expression of the Gemara on Roy Tuffin, the Yom Shiva Olo Lakana Lakan. Lakana Lakan means you can take a day and halakhically divide it in half. The first half is Shiva, the second half is Shlosha. That's the second step. It's more than Mixed Yom Kippur. Mixed Yom Kippur means you have certain rules. I mean, you stop it in for an hour. But you might say like this. You stop the toil namish after an hour. Now what's the rest of the day? The rest of the day is still a full, is regular shiva, without the huge shiva. The shloshim. I think you jump the gun and start shloshim in the middle of shiva on the seventh day. Hamdar al shava shalom says no, you can't. Yom is dying all over the town of the town. Presumably, that's a similar verse of Yossi. Of Yossi says, you have a woman who does a bedika on the seventh day or the second day of Mishmeres Yom in the morning, and she goes to the mikvah. So we say, as the Rav used to put it, it hops up the day, it splits the day in the middle, it ends Yom HaShvi. It's a look. It's not about only that the bedika is in the morning and the tefila is in the morning, and the rest sort of plays out by itself. More than that, once the bedika and the tefila are done in the morning, the day is over. And therefore, whatever happens now is starting a new story. And therefore, there's no fuel in my prayer. We see clearly an interesting link between Rabbi Yossi's opinion with respect to Baba, which you don't accept Baba, and Abba Shaul's understanding of the seventh day of Avelis, which you do accept Baba. Now, since there's no fear, we can say, I lost it every I make with the other. That's the unique thing about Avelis, the same Svara. Of Ola Lakan Lakan, applied by Ovel, does not apply by Zovel the Maika. And that's all. And the Ramban in effect is saying that since this special did apply by Ovel, it even works tonight, and when it comes to Vila doesn't work at night. Even because of Yossi, it doesn't work at night. It's a distinction which the Gemara has in the Sefer Nozir. Fine. We have to accept that. We don't fully understand every last spot. That's the Ramban said. If that's the case on both sides, what Abba Shaul is telling us, not because of the day it's enough to keep our veil for half a day, but if the second half of the day is now labeled as Shloshim, might not come in a jump to Tanel Mach at all. It's not that second step of Abba Shaul. You could argue that even on Mixed Yom Kippur you only have to keep an hour of Avelis, but it's still theoretically called Shiva. And then you can't say Yom Kippur Shloshim. So it didn't start yet. So you have to start. That's what we pointed out already a little bit. Yes. Fine. Only one problem. It's against the Mefurish HaGemara. Likewise. This has to against the Mefurish HaGemara. What a foolish remark.
At this point, to be clear, we're using the answer of the
Gemara. We're using it to explain an equation which the Gemara has in the Septus Nazir, here Abbi Yossi and Abba Shaul. What's common to both? And they both said a day is there. The way we're assuming now, the mere fact that mitzvah sayov kukulo, and you can go to the mikvah on the day 7, and you can stop a meilus on day 7, without the secondary part, that there's no seal of a prayer, and all of the kind of the time, we're suggesting everyone agrees to that. Rabbi has to lose ray that it works by night, but meilus doesn't work by night by his own. That's not because there's a custom, that's not so. Shiva is suffer, Shiva is young. Could be done with a little bit. Not to meet up with Vidika, Shiva the Kiev. Some of you want to say after Vidika is asking by day. And I don't have by night. I'm not going to need an answer. That's the leader issue. The father goes also against him before the Gemara. Which Gemara? Oh, we read before. Kiman. Kiman Adli. For it, no. Havel came and shom the Menachem Yeslam, but the Berechitza Kiman. Abishol, the greatest of them, because the Rebbe Shabbat said this Gemara is simply incorrect. What was the Rebbe Shabbat saying? The Kiddush of Abishol is not that the day, about that, not that it's enough to have used for a part of the day. No, that's the Chalav Deis. So what the Kiddush is, that the day is split in half. But that the Nivugim is enough to have half a day, and the other half being sort of a residual and still being part of Shiva, but without the Nehuge Shiva, or going to the mikvah by day and the rest sort of being, you know, waiting around till the sunset to make sure she doesn't see the down to herself when I pray. That everyone agrees to. So then why does the Gemara say, Shiman Azla? Part is not. Odova. Odova came, which other Menachem had so. He stopped the Nehuge Shiva command, Kavishol. But we're saying now, with the suggesting of Shah, as far as mixed up with Kulu, as such, everyone agrees. They're only fighting about what? All the time, all the time. Since against the first Gemara, the Gemara is seven favorites, that even the Nehugim itself would have applied all day, unless they're like Abishol. So therefore, the answer is that according to the Siddur Shah of the Gemara, what I said to you until now is simply incorrect. It's a good try, very nice, but incorrect. So the Gemara implies that even the very enriched, what Abishol say? Two things we say. Mitzvah Kukulo, we always show the kind of guy. We wanted to suggest that the Mitzvah Kukulo, everything we do, the Raya applies to the Tzvila Zovah, there's no argument about that. The whole fight is about all the kind of guy. That's the implication of the Gemara knows that's wrong. But what can they do? It's against the, cards against the Bukurish Gemara over here in the Gemara talk. I have a character too. But it's based on a new shot in the Gemara. You open to that God's archery in our parak, Simon Chavov, he makes a remnant for him. And then we discuss the question about whether you're permitted to, and actually I haven't really gotten to the question yet. It's the next figure, I'm just jumping a little bit ahead. If someone is an avelus to go after, lower, if someone's an avelus, thank you, if someone's an avelus, and Yosef is a shiver, and Yosef comes, Yosef knocks off the shiver, what may you or may you not do before Yosef starts? Well, that's the shloshim. What may you or may you not do? So the mice that we pass in, that if it knocks up Shiva, you may take a shower before Yontif. If it knocks up Shloshim, you may take a shave before Yontif. The Kiddush, we're missing Yontif knocks it off. We'll get to the Gemara later on. So in anticipation of that knockoff, it is permissible to shave. Not only is it permissible, but if you didn't shave, you told one of one's opinion, the other doesn't even knock it off. We'll get to that level later when we win. So in that context, that God is actually a similar salvage, it's the following statement. Rabbeinu Avan Kota, Rabban Kota, Ado Erev, listen carefully, not like Rabbeinu Tam that says it's also the whole day, but you only bathe at night in cold water. Rather, Ad Achar Tfilas Mincha, listen carefully, the Omdu Menachem Mimme Eslo, Vitsholim Aveluso. And the Vua Behilchos Maram, So I think maybe a final reference, maybe, to Hilchos Maran, but I keep forgetting to bring in, where he says in the Parish of Simon Cafe that Omdu Menachem Meyat, so does not mean the way we understood it traditionally. On the seventh day, when the Menachem leave after Shacharis, Shiva is over. Know what the Gemara means? Not the Gemara. The Gemara has reference here to Erev Yontif, when the Menachem leave after Minigun. A whole loop shot. If this shot is correct, Rabbosai, we can salvage what I call the Rav shot. I'm telling the words in his mouth. Al Derech HaRav. We can salvage the shot you said earlier. The all of Rabbosai, listen very carefully. On the seventh day in the morning, whether it be Nate, or whether it be after Shacharis, whoever it may be, or maybe the night before you, whoever it may be, mixed say also Kulo, is the holiday. Every week for some school. As a sequence from Zaba, that you can have a Bedika with a Tevila in the middle of the seventh day in the morning. For sure. This is very careful. If that's the case, our Gemara, the truth is the Maram Sad is brilliant in the Hemshech HaGemara. I don't know if you said to the day. Because the Gemara is talking about Yosef knocking off Shiva or Shloshim. And then the Gemara says, after quoting Abishol, Kiman Azla, Adol came and Shomdu Menachem Yetz the Mutter Beruchita, Kiman, to Abishol. Kiman to Abishol. It's Gevaldik of Shad in the Gemara. We're discussing over here the principle of Mikvah Yom Kulo with respect to Erev Yom. That's not the seventh day in the middle of nowhere. That's the whole thing you're talking about in the New Testament based on the Sept of Moed Kodesh. It's a mission to learn Yom HaAleph. Only one problem. What's the connection between Mitzvah and Kulo on day seven, which the principle which Abishol enunciated earlier, right? Straight case of Mitzvah and Kulo on day seven, and this idea of day three, four, five, whatever it may be, the last day of Elus, Mitzvah of the Kulo, is you can take a shower before Yom Kippur. The beat. Classically, it's probably only on the seventh day. You don't say Mitzvah of the Kulo every single day. That'd be a great trick. Everyone give a Elus for an hour and then go out and have a great time for the Kulo. Mr. Rav Shef has a piece over here, and I'll leave you later, called Mitzvah of the Kulo. Great idea. Shabbos, Mitzvah of the Kulo. If the Americans of 80 years ago, they told them to shul Shabbat to go to work. I loved it. Mr. Kukula. Ah, not bad, huh? Not bad. That's what he calls somebody around here. I can't believe it. Nothing bad. I'm serious. It's somebody. I just got to get to him. Maybe I'm dreaming. Oh. No. Maybe they will find it. It's just a guy and a big fat tone. But the whole thing is thin, mixed up and cool. We'll come read it a little bit later. Anyway, I want to say the following shot. This is very good. It's straight in. Normally, mixed and cool only applies to the last day of what we call the Malos. A certain number of days that's found in the Torah. 7 days of Zavah, 7 days of Nazir, and the Rabbanah came to Raisa, 7 days of Avelah. Or 30 days of Zavah, 7 days of Zavah, 30 days of Nazir, or 7 days of Avelis, or 30 days of Avelis, change the rights on both levels. Right? That's what you say, less. But on the fourth day, you don't have to make sense of Zulah. Only the seventh or 30th day. Now I will say, is a separate thing, listen carefully, is a separate thing of Yom Shvi Olo L'Kano L'Kano. That thing, that unique thing, that you can split a day in a half, is not limited to day seven or day 30. That's how long, if I may, in the last day. Whatever the last day, whether that last day is day seven or day 30, or by some freak, the day three, four, or five, will be the freak. It's Aviyatim. Hamad Abishol, it says, whenever it is the last day, whether it be 7:30 or 4, we owe it upon the principle of all of the Khan of the Khan. The last day of Shana, cut half. The first half of the day belongs to the original set, and the second half of the day belongs to the upcoming set. That's exactly my shot. Keman Azla. Keman Azla. Keman Azla. That was Rob said. Also, Kavish Omdumanakim at the wedding. On Erev Yosef Milchatan. He can take a shower. Right? Mudabrachita. Keman Ta'abasho. That's a new day. Whenever the last day comes, it's a double whammy. On the last day, you can divide day in half. You can divide a day in half. And as a result of that, two things happen. One is that you're willing to take a shower in the afternoon. And number two is, guess what? Yotze will not go to Shlosh. If you went in Shlosh, that's an extra Kiddush of Abishol. So that's Abishol's extra Kiddush. The din of Mitzvah Yom Kippur from Netzach Chama or from the night before, or from, I think it's on the Nachal, as we understand it, in the morning, that's universally accepted on the Jet. That's the implication of the Gemara Mitzvah of Nazir. The din of Sfiras Nova. It's this unique din called Yom Ze'ol L'Kan L'Kan, which is not accepted by Zava, who's asked to spirit doesn't apply to Nogim, applies uniquely to Lalach, applies uniquely to Avelis, because he talks like Abishol. Yeah, Abishol goes like Abiyoshi wants to Nogim. Similar Lalach, similar Shikas, but we don't talk like him in Ilkhas Zava. We talk like him in Ilkhas and it was Ovel, because Lach never makes Ovel, so it comes out a double whammy, number one, that you've reduced yourself even on day four, from the Yugei Shiva to the Yugei Shloshim, and number two, it's considered Shloshim, so you're not going to knock it off, because they have cut in half. That's the finish of Abishol. If that's the case, that's very interesting. What does Gemara mean if I'm right? Umodim Chachamu Abishol, Yom Shloshim, that mixes the Yom Tekulah. What does that mean? So I'm saying a loop shot. Because Abishol also agreed to the basic mix of Yom Kippur. All Abishol denies, gentlemen, is the second idea, excuse me, all the Chachamim denies is the second level then, that the day is cut in half. But this whole concept of the day being cut in half only is relevant when there's something else coming. When you have Shiva, you want to consider the second half of the day Shloshim, so the other can knock it off. That's the Chacham denied. When it comes to Shloshim, with the whole end all and the be all of the mitzvah of the Kulo, it's only to say, and then who can stop? So they agree, stop. That's not the simple meaning of the words of the Gemara. That's the Chacham emerges in the Pshat of the Zuchos Novos of the Ma'arav, which is fit with the Rosh Lomdus. And that's the Nami. It doesn't only mean Umbozim Chacham Da Abishol Yom Shloshim that makes the Kekulo. No! In effect, they agree with Shiva also with respect to the Nihugim. And we're saying now, Chacham would agree he stopped the Nihugim in the middle of the day. But Shloshim is the code word for that. That's what I wanted to suggest. According to Rashi, it's a simple shot against what I'm saying. Rashi, of course, learned the straight shot. Omdu menach metu mizu yom shvi, not my pshat. They all are abundant. There are chacham who argue that Abishol holds that on day 7 you have to keep all the nihugi avedas the entire day to tackle what's the distinction between shiva and shloshim. As you said before, shiva and kiyum and shloshim is only yitzurim. The kitzur, if I'm right, my radical pshat based on the Hilchos Novos LeMaharam, if that's correct, so it's a whole new approach. Everything is different. It's a different approach. I'm saying I'm a conciliant Davidish, not the Pashim Shah. But you gotta admit it, the Makudish Tikkun Shah is based on the Maram who's in the son of Makudish Tikkun Shah. But the love this fits very well. And yet, dividing the day and half, that's the Makhlokas in Abishol and Chachamim. But as far as the Nehuzim are concerned, everyone would agree. That would put into the Marasham Kasha from Jacob to Yom HaShvi. He has the Kasha, which is the only Olgit Sankulu, because I love to make all of that by Kriya, feel the book. But we're saying now, the whole Mach, everything is the Sankulu cool when you're Nehuzim. And the Gemara said, look, the Mekel B'Avel is only as far as 20 day and a half, and other knocking off the Shloshim. So therefore, the Mekel B'Avel would agree that, that it applies to the Hugim, so you can take off your ripped garment, we're not ripping again. Before, right. We're not talking about fancy Shatim earlier. The chef has a fancy Shatim. We had a success. We don't come out there and go to this now. Oh. Watch on the time I left the Mekel B'Avel, I want to tell you an interesting thing. In the Tshuva's Maimoni, the back of the Rambam, in Simen Chof, Messi Tshuva, in the middle of the Tshuva he says, in all the quarter principle of Allah Gaziri and Megal Be'ovel, after Shiva. So Shaiach Khan, I love to make of the Ogel, Kemish of Postek Avel Shiva. The quote, one of the last page, 212, the bottom of the second column. 212, the bottom of the page. This is the Torah, Pela of the. What's more Chomer I'm going to say? Shiva or Shlosh? Fine on the Yom Kippur by the right and up to the next. That's the case. They hold against the whole thing. Chaskinus Malach Lo Yitama. Against the whole thing. Presumably he doesn't hold that's the Mokra at all. And therefore, he holds that the Rabban, you can use Mekel by Avelish Loshin. Halach Kedere Amekel, Kava Kalmer from Shiva. Because Shiva is more common. Only with the Malach and the Chaskinus, I think, turn around. Okay. Fine. Yeah. As far as what's concerned? Yeah, that's correct. We pass like the Ramban in this regard. A lot of people make those fires beyond Shiva, even into Shlosh. Can you tell us the highlights? Simon Yuzayim in Sefer, Vikri, and so on, as they relate to us. Oh, here's the question. Of Yosef Engel, what's the Narami Tana? Doesn't that say? Why would you have any Shabbat Yosef fix up the Kula? That's more to a Tumah. You have to be wild in this discussion. Well, I only say by Tumah and Avil, not by Kedush and Sin. What's the Narami Tana? Here's also Kedush. Because the Rav says that mitzvah kula is only what we call the melos, men, lamed, aleph, sub. Right, we have the word melos in my nose here, quite a few times in Parshas Nosa. What does that mean? So Shabbat Shlita explains that Ziva and Avelos and Cherim are not what he calls calendar days. They're additional days which are superimposed on the calendar, only related to a particular individual. Then you're going to find mixed up the Kula. Shabbat or Yantar? What are you talking about? End of the day, it's still Shabbat, it's still Yantar, it's going to the calendar. You can't be on a calendar, it's the most ridiculous. That's how Shabbat begins this minor by mixed up the Kula. That's why those things have been compositionable. They are the calendar. And they are available to Klal Yisrael. Not Shaiach say, Mitzvah Sayo, Tikkula. And here's what he quotes the Rav, as I told you before. Everyone agreed that the deacon and the tefillah could be done on the seventh day. And the machloket of Yosef and Chacham together, it didn't make sense at all. Of course, Rav Yosef, that's a tefillah she lacked in the Yom HaShnayim. The Sof HaYom Shalach, the Sof Yom Akhar Shalom Belov, and then the Mishpach Odel Elam Belov, who kill Yom Akhar, and therefore it doesn't kill them on prayer. But the Rabbanah, no, the Belov continues. Not to be lucky the rest of the day, but none of the Nibugim for the entire day. And anyway, the brackets, the Zakat, same as Lokus, the Abishol, and the Chachamim, we break the day in it. Oh. Anyway, and footnote 2. I ain't Gemara by cut your testament there. The Chachamim da Abishol, let's do that. The Chlal, call out din to mix it up the Kula Bavel. A Chachamim da Rabbi Yossi, Shafir, he's to mix up the Kula Bizarro. A Chachamim da Rabbi Yossi, Shafir, the Yom Zayin, and all of the Kano, the Kano. So he's already noting in the footnote that it's not exactly, it doesn't fit. So that's why I pointed to the Maran, the Rabbi Shafir, the Rabbi Shafir, the Rabbi Shafir, the Rabbi Shafir, the Rabbi The question, Mitzvah Mechul Balayla, what she does Rashi, called Rabbi Yossi and Chazava, that's really more of a Nidah Shavah than this. This is making reference to it. But I do want to add one thing which is found over here. Yudbei is totally concerned. The Mechama says over here, Sifat Tzadeh and Shit Tzadeh Tzim Gimel. Take a look. Misha Meso, Ome Be'imo B'yu HaShkodesh Tzim, Lo Aminen, Bechav Tzim, Be'odur, Sh'ach HaFitz Tzim Tzikulo. And the Tzara Plino, Tzvara Ma'asbir Mi Be'shkodesh, Ach Yikonis HaShkodesh Tzim. A full year. A full year. Why does that make the full over by 12 months? Close to 2 months of Hashem, you're counting days for the last day that is mixed up with the full over. But Avel is in 12 months, you count as months. Not the Torah's day, the Torah's month. That's what he calls the Shach quote and the Taz quote here for the 2 months of Hashem. Shach is a different Shach. Avel is the best quote and no Nihugim. And Mitzvah Tzikula only according to Chacham only applies to Nihugim. At the beginning is enough. The beginning of the day is enough. But 12 months if there's no Nihugim, no Nihugim, you can't do Mitzvah Tzikula. Apparently, he can finish Lashon Hara certain, he has the rhythm at a certain level of Nihugim. Yes, what he called them, an evil with mixed up. You don't, you're not shaving, you're not doing the drug and the duhad. He says, Sodesh. Huh? I got it. Good question. You can't shave with Ashigur Chavarius then. So you can't go to a wedding. Yeah, but that's not going to a wedding. You can't have a new, you can't have a mix of new. That's what he's distinguishing. You know, that's the interesting thing about Spirit of Omen. which I'm not going to go into now. Incidentally, Hashem talks about, we have mentioned before, about Aliyah the Torah. Why can't an Abel get an Aliyah? He quoted the Rav that if he did, the person who gets an Aliyah is considered to be teaching the Aliyah, that Aliyah to the cloud. The old days, you would actually read it to the cloud. And it's a separate Issa Lulam and Lachair. And therefore, the Ogel who is committed to listen to the lady at the Seder Hayom is not committed to get an Aliyah, which is an additional level of, which is considered to be teaching Torah to others. And therefore, what should emerge is not the same shear. As a matter of fact, it's also like not saying shear on Tisha B'Av. Even for those who learn a Tisha B'Av, certain kinds of dinner. You and Mr. Tavares, making quick reference to what's in this mind. Yeah. Right. In other words, Lilmon is one thing, but the Lama Lachem is a separate inter. Presumably that level of temple was never, there was never any answer for it. This is all Simon Yudayim is having a big fair song. Next reference here to another piece of this very same paper called Simon Malachet, which is entitled Hasbekiv Bidine Avedis. We made reference to this a little before about the Kriya on the seventh day, the Kriya garment on the seventh day. We had a discussion which I mentioned to you a bunch before, but Halacha Kedivri HaMeikah B'Avos, even when it comes to a path of the Sastri, I mentioned it for Merchant Elevation, by the Machlokes in the Tiber of Paul Shapiro, here it is, Simon Lamaset, $10. And two other important disclosures over here about, which I mentioned earlier, about Nebul and he's the kind of, that's in Sipenic. And then once again, we have the Divya Beis Chodesh. Okay, we're going to give another mamma. We have to go on our way. Whatever finish. Shin Tanivo. Oh, Shalom Noach, Amelusat of Shiva, Ben Shogig, Ben Remazid, Mashlem also called Shloshim, Chutzme Akriya, it's too late. Amen Ramui, today is Shalom Noach, Amelusat of Shloshim, Chutzme Akriya, it's too late. Amen Ramui, today is Shalom Noach, Amelusat of Shloshim, Chutzme Akriya, it's too late. Amen Ramui, today is Shalom Noach, Amelusat of Shloshim, any Torah class. I think I may have mentioned the question, what happens if an individual didn't start available on time? I think he spoke about me and the Aruch HaShulchan. This is the other place, this is the other source, Shin Tzadivo. The bottom line we saw is the case we dealt with of a person who was in Florida and came to New York to meet his siblings for to shiva together. She didn't actually fulfill the shiva before she arrived in Brooklyn. And already after nightfall, that this first day counts because it was a case of Zilzal Zavelis. So this is Zavelis. She should have done it earlier. She didn't realize it. It does count. It's not the case, a different case where it was too late to do it. We spoke about that right before Yom or before Shabbat. It's arguably different because you really didn't have to remove your shoes. If she was required to remove her shoes in the privacy of home in Florida before she went to the airport. Actually, she didn't do it. But that was for Zilzal, and therefore the Avedis didn't start on the earlier time. Yip Gimel. Kon Shemek, other than the email, I feel that he killed some shiva, but when the men of the Avedis were in a high, it was a big Machlokes, the Russian and the Maram, at the very end of the testimony. It caused a tremendous Machlokes. It has to do with Dichri et Lomitz, we spoke about it here with Tzapet Sukkah. I just can't. I can't go into another topic. Okay. I think the Zapsha, the Kof, and Potter is a different story, because that's why I'm the Chiv of Chinuch. So they say that the Chiv of Chinuch, I've already mentioned also a number of weeks ago. Shintani Zayin. This Avla Apirecha Pedipiei of the Prophet of Sivu Pituma. So if you hear the loss of the relative, the Karam Suas is Mechayev in Averis. Interesting question, by the way, over here, guys. Back to Ketshuva. Shin Sadi Vav Kasas Dalet. Interesting shaila. What if a young child loses a parent, and then he becomes Bar Mitzvah? Happens. Bar Mitzvah when he's still in the year of Avelis. Do we say, Pasta from Dini Avelis in the year? Is the Ketshuva close to say, Chachon Sadam, no? Some say yes, some say no. Not sure. What's the killer? Fish number should have been slow, should have been missed, should have come with the huddle. The came and should have fought with the shot, so bustle. Ain't no touch look. I should ain't can avail of you, they told us, she ain't no element, she keep it up, ain't. It's slow without compelling the death type. Interesting. And he's viewing the UK soldier to keep it up, ain't the casino. More than an avail of the casino. The Meshach also thinks that Rav Shechter once suggested that may not be so. It's an Avelis to condemn, which is static of the QLA, not the time of the QLA. Could be it might be an Afkamina here. Someone became a Bar Mitzvah Bocha, never in the middle of the year of Avelis for a parent. Fine. Shin Tzadikas, the Macharopat, the Avelis, the Rishon, Yambisa Tzvur is the right, otherwise it's the Rabbonim. But some say it's always the Rabbonim. They pointed out that Chach Me'ashnaz, Shatad, the Mishach, was the Rabbonim, says so. Shin Tzadikas. Okay, it's the only way to finish this one. I told the maid to call him a regal binyan shechalal al avelus to nagu afilu shorakas call him a regal mastik avelus to mubatu nimenu zera shivu. Fine, we even know the sin, he said it so many times. Avelus not from shivu, the other not from shivu. He may a regal al binyan shloshim. And the days of the regal count towards the shloshim. We'll get the details a little later. This is only true when the doctor should know I've got better to the show before you are. And the Kiddush in the Shemana, okay, 22. A few of those know I've got a drama ship in sin that begins from Shema Shemua Krova. The Yom Shabbat, Shemtah Leos Forever Rega. Shema Pishan, I know I've got a drama ship in sin, oh, Rega Masik. Right, a person can't never find a Shabbos, Erev Yantiv, that a relative died. What did he do? He refrained from a velus of the, he observed a velus of Ram Shibatina. That's good enough. It's good enough of a neil. In this regard, that the Yantiv should not go off the Shibbat. The Shibbat, we said earlier today, that the man has not to apparent. Remember our discussion of what he did, Vixen Fukulo. On the seventh day, we suggested, based upon the task, that normally, the time of Yom, you say you have to keep the whole day available in the absence of Avidus and Menachemim, but on Shabbos is different. How do we explain it? Basically, you put it in the task. That all day, during the week, we got Tiyubim, and Shabbos only have Tzitzurim. So we explain, right? How's in effect said it? The only Surim, the Kiddush to say that the observance of all these Surim, Ramesh and Mitzina, is good enough that we can then turn around and say that mix that the other knocks it off. It's not so push. We saw the Gemara has no abstract. Yes, sir. Right, but that's what I'm saying. It's the 10th day. That's the stuff like
that.
You look at cash?
Yeah.
There's my help man. Okay. This is a Kiddush since then. We get lost in the Gemara. Here we go. Well, the expression is Tarabana. Kiyat Kfiyat Amita. Shlosh Yom Kama Regal. So the Yom knocked it off. Chachon say, Afilu Yom Echad, Afilu Shoaka. What Afilu Yom Echad? What Afilu Shoaka? The one I read the Gemara, Kiyat Kfiyat Amita. You did something positive, you was in the Kiyat Kfiyat Amita. Then you're going to apply the principle of Yom knocked it off. Here on Shabbos, you didn't do anything. Can't. The Velsa Paraskia. This is what you abstain from Shabbat Tila. I hope you can. The Shabbat Tila says that Yontif knocks it off. How did you know? That's what Shmuel says. That's the Torah quote and the Gra quote. What if somebody is a Shmuel Krova? Listen carefully. Somebody is a Shmuel Krova on Shabbos. Nebuch, he's sitting at home in Shabbat Shalom, and Nebuch, a relative, died and was buried last week. Because he keeps 7 days of Avela. What's the first day? Shabbat. Can't do anything on Shabbat. Can't do much. Rabbi Shimon said, no. Since that day can count as one of the 7 days. First and 7 days, so do the count as the first and last of the Kiyum of Shiva until Yadav comes and knocks it off. Who said that's true? Oh, we're Arba Karvatar. Who said that Shmuel Krova on Shabbos counts to the first day? So the Shulchan Aruch turns to Shimon Tov Bei Tiv Zayin. Tov Bei Tiv Zayin. Didn't sound explicitly. But it's not out of shock, to the best of my knowledge. Take a look. Kofet, the Torah quote, Kofet the Sefer HaMitzvah. It's a smack. Smack. Okay, smack and the smack say so. But I would imagine that's one theory. Might argue. Rabbi Yechiel said, "Ain Shabbat Olo L'Mitzvah Tchilas Haminyan Al Yachol L'Nos B'Yom Rishon." Because Rabbi Yechiel has so much, which we are sort of intuiting, that perhaps this is insufficient. And the Marik Matz L'Chumra Rabbi Yechiel quotes the Prisha. Oh. That the Prisha we don't pass like a Rabbi Yechiel, you know why? My Shnomi Nitziyayish Makovro B'Shabbat. There we pass, and then the first day counts towards the Minyan. Aha! Now we're talking about the Mishnah of an earlier source. Nitziyayish Makovro B'Shabbat. You may learn from Shinai and Hay that from the moment the people give up on retrieving the body, from that moment and on, the Avelus begins. And what if that moment happened to be on Shabbat? Back up to the Mephusha did. Shin Ayin He. What is someone else saying? That would be a good proof, no? Because they're talking about Shabbos and there's no real Qiyum. Lou, help me out. Shin Ayin He. Dipay. I mean, it's Yashu Zishal Anana Pasova. And that was on Shabbat, son? Is the Shabbat hour called today? Huh? Well, see, I report the taxes in my cup. That's my recollection. Isn't there a Gemara that says about Chal Shmini Shel Aliyas B'Shabbos? Here we go. But where's the Gemara? You test in the day. Modem Chacham HaBashol Shechal Shmini Shel Aliyas B'Shabbos. Now, impossible for Shmini Aliyas B'Shabbos unless what? Risha is B'Shabbos. So what's the day? Tommy, from the Purusha Gemara. And so what are we showing? When Adab says, the case is, the Siyashim of the Kovah of the Shabbat. Kopanis, however you slice it, there seems to be a case of which Shmini is the Shabbat, which indicates that the reason can be the Shabbat, even though she can't do much on Shabbat. Who's speaking over here? Amar Abchis, Amar Avina Bar Shela. I assume that Halak HaBashal Umodim may also be coming from him. I'm not sure if it's a continuation. I'll tell you why I'm asking that question. Because we're going to see later, either today or tomorrow, that the whole concept of Avelus and Farhetsky and the Shabbos is not so much. The Sugya on the called Gimel, called Dalit. In any event, we have such a Sugya that's correct. Let's go back to where we came. Spending too much time. Let's go back to Simon. So we assume that the Shabbos can also count for this. We don't have any appeal argument. We typically don't have any appeal position. But the part that Gemara on the test is the Raya again, the Shmini can be the Shabbos. Fine. Let's go on. Aval Shabbat or Hazel or Nog Avelos. In other words, he never said before that build those mixes of Avelis, that they count. It counts on Shiva, but it doesn't give you that special break that the other could not do. That is quite the deal. The first game of the mixes of Avelis, but our regals are regals about the fun. Now look, what do you do in that case? Knowing the regals of the varmership is sin up. The Makaba passes that Zorma should be sin and apply on Yom. Where does it come from? Like a Zin of Kovra makes the Berega. Zorma should be sin and already. Against the Rambam. Brought this. The two gears saw the Subis of Dalit. Whether Zorma should be sin and already on Yom. Which is the gears of Rov Polskim, where it says Shulmanov says. Or maybe Zorma should be sin and only apply to Shabbat. Gears to the Rambam. Going to the Rambam is no near the Avelis and Yantzif at all, not the sin out of our head. I had a Michel Avelis, the first girl by Sukkah we spoke about a long time ago. We mentioned about the man. At the Rambam may hold that Michel Avelis is a different thing. We call it a Gavra level, the wrong put it. But the Yehugi Avelis don't apply. The Michel Avelis and the Yehugi Avelis don't have to go together. We'll see even the count is split. We'll see soon. Fine. Umon is Shivi on an Akhara Rega. The Nizam has to explain Panyan, the push of the Gemara. There's only 7 days of Nizam. So it comes after the Mosna Maisa, close to Shabbat. And there's no Nizam Avelim as such. You have to be out there with you keep one week of Nizam Avelim without Shiva, the next week of Shiva without Nizam Avelim. America doesn't hold this way. In America, what they usually do is they don't come on a Yom Kippur generally, and they come the whole week after.
Right or wrong, that's what we do.
The regel all of the minyan shlosha. Why? It's critical. This is really very important. The regel counts the shlosha. Why? Makes sense. Sherei di shlosha and the gears with the sparas long of the regel. Right? You can't shave on your own. You can't iron clothing on this. Why? Nobody can. It's the beginning of my son. No one can shave on. Everyone knows the same. But most of us can't. Right? And most of us can't even wash their clothes. Why? Very should cover the other unkempt and filthy clothes. They have to do it on the call. Everyone knows it's this. No. So the issue for an Avol and Yotzim is because of he's no worse than any Joe Schmo. Who is accepting the Internet of Ailus to? The Kemp of the Machabra says. Below the Torah's regal, the Vana Tavam, and the Akhi Torah's Ovel. Why? Jeremy Torah's regal, with the little Bosch, with the Kelim, and the Hus, and Kadoshim, and the Rani. The Nota, two partners, and Miss Mariah, and Miss Sonia, and Miss Mariah. Kavam, Dina, Tiyama, Beth, and Yishivya, Vashar, Shimon, and Kham, So the Chabad Paskin, the reason why Council of the Shloshim is because the Yisurei Shloshim, and not only the mic and the backless of his yacht is Halamayim, where they apply to every person. No. They apply to what? To him, Bitarat Ovil. Not only Bitarat Halamayim, like every other Jew. Fine. This is Simon Shin Dalitet Siv Aleph. But Siv Beit. A Kovah made the Beregel, the Kolamayin. We have Anina, this is what was before. We have Drop Shabbat Sina, right against the Rabbah. Regel all of them in the Shloshim. Shemashim all the Shloshim. You don't say Shemi Aseret to the Yotzim if they're not going to. You know, it's the regular, again, we're going back to the Sefer Sukkah, right? It's really regular to ask, but yeah, but not enough to knock off the entire Shiva, you know why? It didn't start yet, that's why. How can I knock it off? It didn't really start yet. All that drama should be thinner. And a little bit stick of steer, though, right? A trap, if he said, if it started, the drama should be thinner, it's enough. You know, to knock it off, first day Sukkah. What happened this year? Shavuot came out on Sunday. Shavuot came out on Sunday, so he had shot. So that's it. The person would have done a bed up in Shabbat, Sunday shoes and knock it off. But if you start up, even like that called Drama Shabbat Sin. If you Drama Shabbat Sin, Chalamai took it, you don't think Shmini Atarat knocked it off. That's a Chiddush. Yes, sir. Right. So the quote that Rambam sheet, there's no difference in Shabbat, you know, Drama Shabbat Sin and Noah. Right. Now, Pashas. Pashas is also the Talmud Torah. That's the Pashas. There are those who disagree. It's limited to Tashmish, but that's a Shemar Avot. Tashmish applies to Talmud Torah as well. Look at Tapka tomorrow, later today. The regular element in Shloshim, Matzmon of Shloshim, Abdulus covered the Chag of Sukkot. Again, as we said before. Fine. Ulachar a regular Matzmon in a Shiva. You all know this. Everyone knows you've been at Shiva. The most popular type of Shiva ever, because the week after Pesach, the week after Sukkot. So all the delayed shivers, everyone knows it. Fine. And again, there's no nichum. Again, the whole same business. Interesting thing, you're probably aware. End of the sif. The makoma she'osim shneyam tov shneyamim, mona shivim yomtiv, sheni ha'afrin, all of the ramu, all of the aminu, the mona me'afra shishiyam dulvat. But the din, at the second day, of Yosef, the good thoughts count towards the Shiva Tanei Avelim. Why? How can it be not knowing anything? You're not required to not allowed to be knowing anything? But this is what I think the Rav said from Moshe Soloveitchik. It's exactly the case of what? Allah the theory of make a bubble, or the subic bubble, the time for the tassel. You say that the time for the tassel to get in. Other one that would say, you want to understand, we know it already. The other day, I'll even say, look, it's only a suspect, and therefore, the council of the Shiva can have a brain in. And that's the image of the style of the year in Shivanara. Based upon the rush. Fine. Siv Gimel. And cover it, made the Shiva Yom Kodam a regular dog, like there Shiva, a regular bathroom, and there Shlosh, which we just learned. A beautiful of Shvi, listen to this. There of a regal, the mixed of Kulo, all the time, that's not a show. Umutu the Chavis, the Lirchot, the Saper, the Erev, a regal. Yes, go on. It's Mutu to do all these things. When? Samach Lachashayko. Only late in the day. Only late in the day. Fine? My blankets, but that's what you do in Lalo. There are bigger Mechir, there are bigger Machmir. There are bigger Mechir that would say, it's Mutter even from earlier in the day. And there are bigger Machmir that say it's also in Gaza. It's kind of a case. Where, sorry? Or us, right, don't they retreat to the altar? Says it's retreat to the altar. Just wash the cold water, right? With the Arab Pesach, put the Kol HaChatzot, the same as this, the Arab Pesach is HaChatzot, the Shiloyot, the Ritzvah, and this is this then. We say, I love you, I make it all those 2 ways, you need to choose to keep our veil, it's good for you, knock off the Shiva, I mentioned a famous case, or do it with it, it's bad for you, you started already yesterday, you can get up at 12. This is where the minute comes, so the people dissolve on the veil of Arab Shabbat 12. I once went to visit somebody in the afternoon. It's unbelievable. It was 12:30 in the summertime. It wasn't even Chatzot yet. He said, I woke up and said, Rabbi, don't you know? 12 o'clock, he left. This guy was an ordained rabbi who was, I won't mention who it was. So, be careful, you go visit someone Friday afternoon. They didn't know any better. Yeah.
Why would the Ramah and Arab Yantas to some of Kashif, or to the Seventh Day Latin, the Ramah before said that it's the only thing that happened?
No. The Safir is Osir Shloshim. So the Safir is Mutter Shtamach L'Hashayich. By your right, the Chavis, the Lirchot, is of course Mutter in the morning. No, it's in a regular day. The Shantet, Abba, this is Sloroth, no, I call Shloshim. Abba, Bosu, Men, and Zeresh, Shloshim. That's Shtamach L'Hashayich. Okay. Now, the Shach Yud. Now, when she says over here, Tur, this is a mistake. The Tur says, according to Riva, Chayom Rishon Davela Soyom Vov Be'er Beregel the Mutter Dachas Son of Hashechem. Tell me, that's for sure. On the 6th day, 5th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st, then we say it's only Mutter Son of Hashechem. Day 7, of course they can do Rechit in the morning. No worse Arab Yadam than another day. You're correct. Okay? That's always a big machlokes, but this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Siv Dalit. All the regular Levalis there at Shloshah Visham Eitzim of the Ovev Imosh to Osir Tater Ashigah B'Chavero and to the Pogabo regularly after Shloshah Yom and in the battle if it's not in it. And it blows it blow you through B'Chavero. I'm asking. Better to do the four but not be good with the others. What happens in a case in which it's Yigur B'Chavero Pogabo regular talk Shloshah Ovev Imosh. So the Mechava sounds like it's being Machmir, but we thought maybe you can read that it's being Megal, and the Judah Megal is Megal. The Mishnah Brewer is also Megal, but it's a typo. What can I tell you? The Mishnah Brewer is in the tough poof. Man says, I believe, is Megal in the Shiloh, that an Abba of the Emo, Abba of the Emo is permitted to shave, Erev Yontif, Tosh Loshin, in the Zigra of Al-Havera, I was well, I'm so happy. Because that made much more sense. I fit with no Yehuda, the Valdin. And it takes a mistake, it's probably a typo. What can I do? A typo in the of Mr. Brewer, that doesn't mean on. There we go. See, it's sad to talk about this thing. The bottom end is there, Shloshi. Here we go. Here we go. In Sif Tet, all the rest of the battles there are Shloshim and Shamates of all the Vimos, Shahat and Safir, and Shigab of Havero. I feel the fog of a regular after Shloshim, you know, I'm in the battle. Fine. This is Mishnah Gulam the Dalit, and Shigab of Havero. If you didn't go to Havero, he already corrected over here. And Beyom Shloshim Buddha. We had an original, I don't have an old Mr. Brewer here. A chance? What's the thing going? Top, Kuf, Mem, Ches, Kut, Lamadal. We did. After Toch, Lamad Mutter. What a difference. After Toch, here they fixed it up. After Yom, Lamad Mutter. So I, what can I do? Can I tell a lie? I love the first edition of Mr. Brewer, which is like another Behuda, but. If you look at the other rabbis, the source comes out of the Chumrah. What can I do? Even though the meaning many people still make, like another people, they make a Bible, but it has to kind of tell a lot. And Mr. Brewer is probably the correct text, the Yom, and not the Pope, and all the other Mr. Brewer titles to read for us. Can I lock? Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to have, you don't have to be Dora, literally. You might do this before. You have to be Rora, literally. Anyone who's clean shaven in the 2 days we will come there. Normal beard. 3 days, 5 days, 7 days. For sure, 8 days, unless it's I've started shaving it. But anyone who's shaving it, a week goes by, people go come there. Okay. Now Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Not so Havel. Super not so Havel. The very famous question which the Pope commands, what do you mean Sukkot Nakso? Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? And then Sukkot, what happened over here? Once Rosh Hashanah came, Nakso to Shiva, Yom Kippur, Nakso to Shloshim, what's left of Sukkot? The whole Sukkot in the Gemara Chodal, which we'll get to a little bit later. There's another thing over here at both sides. Noach Shoach HaSafnei Pesach, Ota Shoach HaShuvah Tizayin. If you keep 1 day before Pesach, consider 7 days. And then the 8 of the president considered 15 for God. And you have 15 more, Shavuot is even more remarkable. 1 hour before Shavuot is considered 7. Shavuot is no karbanis, it's tashlumin. So Shavuot is considered 7 itself. You have 16 more. Remarkable. See, Shavuot is really powerful. Rosh Hashanah is the same. 1 hour before it's considered 7. And Yom Kippur knocks off Shloshim. And the first Sukkot doesn't do anything, we'll see there. An hour before Sukkot, Yom Kippur knocks off the Shiva. And then Sukkot knocks off the Shloshim. An hour before Sukkot knocks off the Shiva. Shiva, 7 of Sukkot is considered 14. Shmini Atzeret Shiva. Remarkable din. Shmini Atzeret does not knock off the entire Din. We don't know why it was natural, but it doesn't count for 7 days. We have to wait, there's 8 more days afterwards. 21, it's just means 22, and 8 more days. Isn't it this? Fine. We have to discuss tomorrow, Mr. Shem, a very difficult series of questions. First, the question is, if someone dies in the middle of Sukkot, why doesn't Shmini Atzeret knock it off? So regular say after. So the Russian Simon Chav Chet says that it is against the Mefurshim Mechav. Okay, Mechav was the Ramban. It's the quote of the Rosh. Simon Chav Chet, rather, he says that the Avelus which is observed by an Ovel during Chalamoy is not Vitoret Avelus, but rather it's only Vitoret Chalamoy. The Torah came, the Chag Nami, Avatar, and the Shmini Atzeret, the Shloshim. Shani Hawkins of Slow Noah Cloud and Sloshe. I forgot to give this forest and Sir Bemore. We call upon the time of Velus Mielonetta. The last words in the Rush, page 68. Against the Rambam. Against the Rambam. And it brings riot to Rambam, does. Because even Dvorah Shivat Sinna of Avelus Shivas know it. Right? Oh. Now the question about it. Wait a second. If a Dvorah Shivat Sinna of Avelus Shivas know it in Avelus, in Chalamayah, why does it count for Shiva? Hey! The capital of the Shiva, the Dvorah Shivat Sinna know it. We saw that question before. The Rabban answers, you don't keep all the Dinim of Shiva. If you don't keep all the Dinim of Shiva, it cannot count. No, what? Let me tell you the sentence. But that implies that all Dinim Shloshim do apply in Talamud. And the Gemara has enough test of the day. The Minyan Shiva Lokam Iboyali, the Alon de Lon Naga Mitzvah Shiva Beregel, with Lon Naga. I am Dabar Shiva Tzina Noah. He didn't keep all the din of Shiva on Rega. But the Minyan Shloshim is Miboyali. This is called Nahaga Mitzvah Shloshim Beregel. We pass it as all. That's all the din of blind. Of course, the question is going to the Rosh. It's not discussing tomorrow. Why does Rego count for Shloshim and not for Shiva? After all, you're keeping some din of Shloshim and some din of Shiva. So why do we say that the Yontif can count towards Shloshim, but cannot count towards Shiva? It's Rambam's kasha against the Shita Tarosh. Which tomorrow, we'll start with that.